This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the world of sports today, a quick glimpse at the future of television. Speaking of which, our series of the same name resumes a little bit later on in today's broadcast. But back to sports, this news, courtesy of the National Basketball Association. The NBA has reached a new deal with broadcasters that stretches through the year 2025. One part of that arrangement lets ESPN stream some games online to customers, whether they have a cable subscription or not. Or perhaps to simplify things a little bit, ESPN wants a more direct relationship with you, the humble viewer. There are, as always with these deals, though, some caveats. Nova Sappho reports.
ESPN's move into live digital streaming is a baby step, and we don't really know yet in what direction.
What ESPN doesn't want to do is compete with itself.
Peter Kafka covers media and technology for the online magazine Recode. He says ESPN will likely live stream some NBA games, such as ones it's not broadcasting, on one of its TV channels.
But what you're not going to be able to do is sort of watch a full suite of NBA games without getting ESPN.
And without paying for a cable TV package. That's because for ESPN, its cable channels are its cash cow. At a Recode conference last month, ESPN CEO John Skipper signaled that this latest move is part of the company's future.
We have two big revenue streams, payments from distributors, advertising. We think about, are there sports events we could offer that the consumer would pay us directly?
In other words, a third revenue stream.
It is incumbent on the NBA and on ESPN to reach audiences that are attractive to advertisers.
Rebecca Lieb is a media analyst at Altimeter Group. She says among the most attractive and hard-to-reach audience for advertisers are young men. The young male demographic is increasingly cutting the cable cord, and yet if they try to live stream a sports game today, they'd need a cable TV plan.
What I see in this deal is the beginning of a kind of uncoupling of that.
Leap says expect other pay TV networks, such as HBO and Showtime, to also take some baby steps away from cable. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.